We read today God's Word recorded in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Using this truth of our text, let's all personally look down the road into our own future life, you know, in general terms. And I want you to think big, not basketball games and classes during the semester. Beyond that, your future education at the college level or beyond. A future career for you. What will you do for a living one day? A future spouse and family and the kind of life you could have with this person. If God blesses you that way, how often do we think about our own personal lives in those terms? If God blesses me that way. Our natural tendency when considering our personal endeavors for the future and even the present is to leave God on the sideline and take matters into our own hands. You know how this works, I think. We think about what we want. We make some plans. We take steps to get the plan to work. But then frustration sets in sometimes, and worry along with it. What if it doesn't work out? We wonder to ourselves. Pushing forward into the future with God on the sidelines is bound to bring a person frustration, worry, and then some. Well, thankfully, God has a solution to this problem, one that involves His grace. God wants to give you and me the kind of faith that, first of all, does not act independently of Him, nor does it fret about the future. God will show you your future as it is meant to be in Christ. It's the future of living under His control, certainly. But think about that, under His power and His grace. It's a future based on His promises. And that includes the promise to take care of you every day, and the promise to glorify you with a future life to come that will be beyond measure. It's quite a mouthful what Peter writes. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Put yourself under God's control in all aspects of your life. How do we do that? Well, by following His Word, and also by casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. God wants, God expects you and me to take every necessity in our lives, every opportunity, decision, issue, if it is a concern to you, hand it over to Him. Literally, throw it on Him, is how the Greek reads. Throw it on God. Now, we heard how to do that from a previous chapel speaker this week. We throw it on God by prayer, asking Him for His help and His guidance. Those prayers, of course, need to be combined with faith. Trusting that God will do right by you. Trusting that God will act on your behalf according to His wisdom, His faithfulness, His grace. I want to bring in an Old Testament verse. I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. God does not treat us the way we deserve to be treated. And that's a constant. God does not change His mind about you, ever. He does not veer one bit from His plan to save you. And this firm will of His, this decision to keep you in His loving care, that applies to things big and small. The God who gave you your human life and sent you Jesus is the same God who provides the daily things like food and clothing and other things like your education, your friends and family, all because His love for you is constant. And His almighty power, what the writer calls the mighty hand of God, is still in control of everything in this world that He made and everything in this life that He gave you. Let's now factor the impact that Jesus has in this equation of your future. What we celebrate at Christmas, what we celebrate at Easter. When God decided and carried out your salvation from sin, death, and hell, He did more than provide something like meals or a family. He gave up something. He made the ultimate sacrifice. That alone shows you how He is committed, how much He is committed to each one of us. He truly cared. And He gave up His only begotten Son to give you His very best, starting with the forgiveness of sins as the basis of your victory over death and eternal life in heaven. To make that happen, He gave up His Son. And Jesus gave up Himself all the way into death. All right, guys, what does that have to mean for your everyday life on earth, your future in this world? Think it through. If God has already solved your biggest problem, what about these other things? Does He leave that up to you or me? The Bible says in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? If God has already done this harder thing, this more expensive thing of pulling our souls out of hell, won't He cover the easier things? Providing our daily bread. Protecting us from harm and danger in the car or anywhere else. Healing our illnesses and our injuries according to His will. Taking us into the next phase of life. Guiding you and me at every turn. Staying with us at every moment. That too is part of His plan to give you His very best. We go back to our text once more. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. When you look into your potential future, look past college or seminary, your wedding day, or the day of your retirement, and see a day like no other, and a future life that will make this life a forgotten thing in comparison. God promises to His people a permanent place with Him, a life of absolute perfection. Think of something negative. It won't be there in that place called heaven. God has guaranteed this wonderful future life to His people on the basis of two things. Jesus earned it for you, and God always treats it like a free gift. That makes it sure. Something solid you can cling to by faith in Jesus. Let that be your confident hope for the future. As you learn this struggle of submitting to God's will in everything, casting all your cares upon Him, and then waiting for Him to bless you on earth in His good and gracious way, and to exalt you in heaven, just as He promised. Amen. We close our worship today singing the first three stanzas. Stanzas 1, 2, and 3 of hymn 540. 540.